to be a peak performer, you don't only have to get there. You have to get there and feel like it's not enough, and you got to work hard to stay there. It's not about going to being great to then just being average and bogged down to having to come back again. It's about going to a peak performance mind state and relentlessly fighting to stay there and never letting yourself regress. You are listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast designed to transform your mindset to a success machine. From psychology to strategy, expert guest interviews, and everything in between, this show is for traders by traders. I am your host, George Papazov, and I've been trading for over 21 years. I've also taught over 100,000 traders, and I'm here to help you next. So let's go. This podcast is brought to you by Trade Pro Academy. Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to the show. Smash that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. In today's show, I'll be talking about the common pursuit of the human animal: success, peak performance, and what that means. You know, we want things to be easy, attainable, and this is a common mistake traders make, and it ends up creating ultimately failure, not just in their performance, but in life. So I'll share with you 10 tips on how to embrace the path least traveled, how to build and sustain momentum in your performance, how to think and act like a top performance athlete, and how to cultivate the mindset of a true champion, and how to stay there for good. So we're going to talk about overcoming the hard times, rising above, and maintaining that level of performance for long stretches. All right, I know it's a bold promise. I'm a bold guy, and this is a bold show. So let's dive right in. All right, so think about the greatest, you know, things in your life that you've accomplished so far. I want to start here, right? Because what are you most proud of? A lot of people have something that they will remember or instantly will come to mind when I ask that question of what are you most proud of in life? And whatever pops up, I want you to think about it for a second. Think about it like it's right in front of you and like you're in that very same moment reliving it again. Was it easy to get that? And more importantly, was it any easier after you accomplished that thing? All right. And, you know, in my life, every time that I look back at my journey, I quite frankly scare myself. You know, I think to myself, I never knew getting here would have been so hard. It's a tough question to answer. So here's a real question. If you're going to achieve more amazing things in life, do you honestly believe right now, from here forward, it's going to get easier? Right? And the answer to that is no. So the first thing you want to know is, peak performance is not easy. Peak performance is not for everyone, all right? But if you've decided that you want to live your life as a top performer, all right, and you automatically decide that once you decide to start trading, okay, whether you know it or not, the moment you decide to get into this field, in this industry, in this career, you vow to be a top performer. You vow to keep a mindset like a top performer. You vow to not settle with normal. You vow to not settle with the everyday. All right. So here's 10 tips that I've come up with you for, first of all, building and then sustaining peak performance in your trading. All right. Tip number one, it never gets easier. You only get stronger. Because look, everybody these days is looking for ways to make things easy, right? It all started with all these technological conveniences that we now look at as a right, but we've forgotten that it's actually a convenience and a privilege. We have food delivered. We have packages delivered the next day. All right. We can call a handyman to come and do everything for us. We can outsource cutting our lawn. We can outsource shoveling our snow. We can outsource every aspect of our life. So ultimately, we could do nothing. All right. We told ourselves that we had more time to do things if we could introduce conveniences with technology, all right? That's how we made the promise to develop these things. And then as we got that time, we just sat there and started eating more pizza and getting lazy, all right? Because today, you've never had more disposable time in your day than ever in the past, right? Because if you think about this, we all say, oh, I don't have time to do this. You know, I just don't have time. I'm so busy. What are you busy doing? Checking your Instagram messages, going on Facebook, you know, trying to feel connected digitally. You've never had more time in your life than you do today. and you want to take me up on that and say that's not true. Well, think about this. You know, just 100 years ago, we had to get out there. We had to hunt the animal. We had to skin it. We had to cook it. We had to share it. And the next morning, we had to do it all over again. All right. So imagine not having a grocery store nearby and you had to provide for yourself. You know, there goes 2 hours of your Instagram time. You got to go out and hunt. All right. So you have more time. You're just using it in a way that feels like you don't have it. All right. So this is an important one. It's never going to get easier. All right. You're only going to get stronger. So forget these distractions. All right. You have to have a really big focus on your performance. You got to want to do this. And remember, if you're in this to at one day make it feel like trading's easy, you're in it for the wrong reason. Trading never gets easy. Trading is a hunt. All right. It's something that needs constantly energy to be fueled. You can never put your feet up and relax, even if you've been doing it for 20 years, and I have. All right. Here's the next point, number two, and this is pretty close to number one, really. Number two is you don't deserve to coast. All right. I don't know where we got this in our mind that we deserve to just, you know, have an easy life. Think about this. Earth has been habitable for nearly 4.4 billion years. So even if you get to live to 100, you're still just here for 0.00002% of the entire time. All right, make it count. When I say you don't deserve to coast, right? You don't deserve to have an easy life. You don't deserve to just sit here and do nothing. You don't deserve to go without any challenges, right? You don't deserve to be average. You have to be great. And here's why I say this, all right? If you think about it, think of all the sacrifices our ancestors have made for us to be here. Think about all the wars that have been fought. Think about all the lives that have been lost, all right? Think about the sacrifice every single generation's made before us so we have this opportunity. And you want to take this and coast? You want to be average? You want to just be normal? You want to watch TV and eat popcorn the whole day? All right? That's spitting in the face of every generation before us and every life lost to protect the rights and freedom that we get to enjoy today, of which we've built the convenience. So this is why I say you don't deserve to coast. So guess what? Your trading isn't easy? Great. It ain't supposed to be easy, all right? You don't deserve to find the quick solution where, you know, everything is fixed. What you do deserve is an opportunity to fight, an opportunity to think, an opportunity to win, an opportunity to create. You deserve that. You don't deserve a rest. You don't deserve to coast. You don't deserve anything easy, okay? Remember that. And this isn't popular advice, all right? This is why it's on the Mind Over Markets podcast, right? Everybody tells you to simplify things. Simplify and remove and delegate things, but only so you can create time to fight a greater fight, a greater battle that's worth winning and creating the most profit out of, the most benefit. All right, number three, and this is a big one. You can't just get back to peak performance, all right? I hear this a lot from people. They say, you know, I'm going to go back to being great again. You know, I had great trading months. I want to get back to that. All right. Think about this. Michael Jordan, not arguably, probably unarguably the best performing athlete, you know, built like a machine of his time, of our time. I mean, there's others too, but Michael Jordan's up there. Nobody will dispute that. Do you think Michael Jordan at any point felt like, oh, I got to get back to peak performance? Right? No, he didn't. Peak performance didn't exist to him. He was always striving for it. To be a peak performer, you don't only have to get there. You have to get there and feel like it's not enough. And you got to work hard to stay there. It's not about going to being great to then just being average and bogged down to having to come back again. It's about going to a peak performance mind state and relentlessly fighting to stay there and never letting yourself regress. All right? It's the concept of momentum here, right? And think about momentum like a vehicle, right? When you hit the gas, you burn the most amount of fuel to get the tires moving just a little inch. And then when they start moving, it requires less fuel to push the car another inch because now it relies on the momentum before it to propel it forward. The faster you go, right, excluding wind resistance, obviously, the less gas you'll burn up to a point until you build momentum, all right? So you need to have momentum and you need to constantly be rolling forward. Even when things try to derail you, you can't say to yourself, ah, well, I'll get back there. Inexcusable. You have to stay there. You have to do every single damn thing you can in your life to fight through any challenge. All right. Spend zero time letting you get distracted. Spend zero time dwelling on it and spend 100% of the time on finding solutions. So what? You have a problem. I have a problem. Everyone has a problem. Boo-hoo. Nobody wants to hear problems. The world revolves around solutions. All right. And I'm delivering this to you with the top performer mindset as well. All right. Because guess what? We have friends who entertain and dwell into our downsides. Oh, you know, I had a hard time trading. And then the person says, oh, I know how it is. It's okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to be good. You're not going to be good. If you got a tough time trading and you can't fix it, you're going to blow out your account. That's the reality. And so we have to surround ourselves with peak performers as well. That's how we stay there. There has to be a relentless drive, not just to achieve peak performance. That's the bare minimum for a peak performer, but to work your hardest to stay there. All right. You don't want to get back to it. You want to sustain the momentum at any cost. All right. And number four, your body is your vehicle. All right. This one's important. It's your temple. Treat it well. And by that, I mean, you know, many traders think, hey, this is a performance sport mentally, so I don't have to go to the gym. I don't have to do this. You know, I'm going to smash burritos 3 times a day. And then when the trading day is done, I'm going to watch TV. Okay. And you can't be a performer on the court, but a couch potato off of it. Remember, point number three, you can't just go back to peak performance. You have to maintain it. You have to stay there. Treat your body well. You know what I mean? Eat healthy, get some sleep, because when you go in to make a trade, every winning trade is comprised of so much more than just your strategy. It's the culmination of your mindset, of your body, of your attitude, and its manifestation of being a good trade. It's performance. Performance is more than a stupid strategy. The strategy is the least important part of your trading, all right? So your body is your vehicle, it's your temple. Treat it well, all right? Eat healthy, find a better balance in life. I'm not saying you gotta eat carrots and vegetables your whole life, but just find a better balance. Do what you gotta do. If it's a problem, fix it. For me, it's a problem at the moment. I'm overweight. You know, through COVID, I've gained a lot of pounds. Boo-hoo, you know? Oh, my pants don't fit anymore. Oh, wow, those like Gucci track pants I bought, can't wear them because, oh my gosh, yeah, well, great. Cry me a river. I got to do something about it. You want to wear them? You got to fit into them or buy another pair. All right. So your body is your vehicle. Treat it well so it can run optimally for you. All right. If your body breaks down, unfortunately, you eventually lose the mind as well. To live healthy is a balance between body and mind, right? You got to feed those two things. So number five is this: your mind is a miracle, all right? And when you ask athletes, when you look at any kind of sport being played professionally, right, you assume that they have an unhuman athletic ability. Okay, fine. If that assumption is correct, what creates that unhuman athletic ability? Part of it is gift, genetics. I'm not saying anyone could stretch out like a gymnast and, you know, do all these poses on that little cannon they flip around in. I forget what it's called. You could tell I'm not a very big gymnast enthusiast. I do admire what they do, but not everyone can be a gymnast. But everyone that is a gymnast successfully has that mindset. The mindset created their external circumstances. Your mind is a miracle. You know, as much as physical health is important, so is mental well-being. Those two go hand in hand. And look, it's been hard the last little bit with COVID, with lockdowns, with mental, you know, isolation, with division between people who decide to do something and others who don't, all right? It's been challenging, yes. But again, boo-hoo, I'm not here to, you know, give anyone pats on the back and let them cry on my shoulder. I'm here to get your head up off my shoulder, get your head thinking towards your goal, and let's create some stuff. At the end of the day, that's really the solution to anything. It's progress. We all just want progress. So do you want to spend 10 minutes dwelling into the negativity, or do you want to spend 10 minutes finding a solution? Sometimes it's all it takes, all right? It's important to have emotional support. from family, friends, a shrink, whatever works for you. And when I say emotional support, I want to stamp that same idea that I just got off of here recently, is that you want people to support you with solutions, not to give you a shoulder to cry on. Everybody will give you that. Everybody will feel sorry for you and encourage you through agreeing how crappy your situation is. How's that going to help you get out of it? All right. It's also super important to care for your mind. All right. Meditate. I meditate regularly. You know, there's some amazing benefits scientifically proven to better health through meditation. And if you go to podcast.tradeproacademy.com and type in the word meditation in the search, we've done some great episodes for trader-specific meditations and presented why it's so important. In fact, I think it's critical. And meditation doesn't have to be, you know, you're sitting there levitated off the ground, cross-legged. You know, you don't have to defy physics. Just do it. Just spend some time being in a clear mind without thinking about anything. Disconnect. All right. Putting in work and on your mindset and psychology will usually yield a much better result for your trading than working on your strategy. All right. You don't believe that until you end up needing to believe that. And oftentimes it's after you lost more money than you can afford to in trading. The quicker you realize this, the quicker you get on the right path. All right. Work on your mindset. Now, I don't have any specific ways to do that because for some people, they have to work on their money values. For some people, they have to, you know, start thinking that they're worthy of success. Question your self-worth, your deservance. You know, for others, there's different things, you know, and if you don't consciously, that's a sign you got to meditate more. Unconsciously, your mind already knows what needs to be fixed. And if you don't know it logically because you've never thought about it, your subconscious is already working on trying to fix it, and it might be doing it in a way that you don't like logically. All right? Your mind's a miracle. Nurture it, explore it, grow it, work on it. Don't just let it die a slow death over time, right? Because your mind's a muscle. If you're not using your muscle, you lose it. All right. Number six, have an off season. All right. This is reason number six. Sorry. Tip number six to build and sustain peak performance in your trading. Have an off season and use it wisely. All right, we compare ourselves to athletes a lot. And, you know, athletes have an off season. The reality is, you know, when you watch different sports, you don't have an off season from watching sports, but the people playing it all have an off season. All right, every night you could sit on the couch and drink beer and watch another sport. But it doesn't change the fact that athletes need rest. They need time off. All right, the markets are open 220 days a year. You don't get an off season. This is how people look at it. Every single day I have to perform. Can you perform at 100%, 100% of the time? You know, the answer to that is no. Can you perform 100% more than you currently are? The answer is absolutely yes. All right? You just don't have to perform at 100% every single day. And if you acknowledge that now, imagine how great your trading becomes. Imagine waking up every single day and saying, I don't have to kill it today. All right. If I give it 80%, you know, that's just great. If tomorrow's a 30% day, because that's all I got, maybe I stayed up late, I was drinking with my friends, having too many cigars, whatever kind of trouble you're getting into, right? Well, that's why you're at 30%. You can't expect to have a 30% mindset that day and have 100% of the result of somebody who's actually done their discipline, worked out, slept well, woke up and meditated, all right, ate optimally. They put the right fuel in their body. You can't expect to perform like those people. And guess what? Here's the thing about the markets. You might not be at 100%, but every single day you are trading against people who are at 100%. But you don't have to be at 100%. Next time there's a slow day in the market, instead of saying, oh, not another slow day. How am I going to make money with this market? This is stupid. I shouldn't have left my job. Instead of taking that attitude, try this. Instead of sizing up, instead of trying to force profits out of your day, how about you recognize this as an off-season day? What do athletes do on an off-season? They don't eat four bags of Cheetos and have a pack of cigarettes. You know what? I'm probably sure some of them do. I think smoking is more prevalent in in sports than we think. But usually, even in the off season, the ones that are serious about their craft, the ones that are the top performers of the top performers, right? Just because you play sport professionally doesn't mean you're good at it in comparison to the top performers. This is peak performance. This is an average performance. So those days that are slow, you know, you're not going to not trade, but this is like a light workout, getting some practice. You could still trade live, but trade smaller, all right? Trade with less size, trade with less expectation, trade with less stress. If the day in the market isn't as opportunistic and you recognize it early, and if you look at charts long enough, if you spend over a year looking at any one market, you'll know what day, you know, people ask, how do I know if this is going to be a trending day or not? Watch the chart longer. Chart time will tell you that. So guess what? If it's one of those days and you recognize it, what do? Trade smaller, trade with less stress, allow yourself to have an off-season day. Trading isn't about, you know, I'm going to take 4 months off and then come back and perform at a high performance. You get one day where it's 100%, next day, you know, maybe there's an opportunity to have an off season. All right. And the best part about this is if you're having a really crappy day and you don't feel well and you don't think the market's doing good, you don't have to show up. Imagine an athlete saying, I don't feel good. I don't want to play the game. They have it particularly hard because they got to overcome that mental fatigue of playing on days where they just don't want to, or they don't think they're up for it. They could get injured. That then ruins their whole earning potential. All right. You don't have to do that. Use this as your advantage. Have an off-season day if the markets are slow. Trade smaller. Trade with the focus of learning. You want to experiment with a new bracket, stop loss and take profit? Try it out sim. Try it out live. Try it out small. Have an off-season, work on yourself, and have less stress on that day. All right. Number 7, this is important. This is probably one of the most important. I mean, they're all the most important. That's why they're the top 10, right? But number 7, the 7th tip to build and sustain peak performance in your trading is know when it's game time and go hard. So remember when I told you in the previous one, have an off season, you know, take it easy, go more with the attitude of learning, you know, testing things out, still try to perform, but be a little more loose with it. Number 7 is the exact opposite. It's game time. You got to go hard. If you've had a challenge, if this morning, you know, you were late dropping off your kid at daycare, or this morning you woke up late because last night, you know, you made some self-sabotaging decisions. All of a sudden this morning, you find out there's big news. The market's moving and it's volatile. All right. Boo-hoo. Nobody cares. Go hard. It's game time. Pull it together. Let go of any anxiety, fear, any self-sabotaging habits, and just absolutely hit the pavement running. I'm hitting my fist as I talk. All right? Like, go time. You know, no excuses. It's like if you've ever played sports, you know, and if you've been coached before, it's one of those games where the coach doesn't have to say anything. Anything he says will be held against him. It won't help him. You look at the players, they're in the zone. They know this is an important game. They've all showed up to go hard. You don't got to say nothing. Get the job done. All right. When markets are opportunistic and moving, you have to perform. You have to give it your all. You can't afford to be tired, lazy, distracted. You got to dial it in and you got to get that bag. If you can't perform when it's game time, you'll never get a chance to practice either. If you can't go 100% when it's required, you won't have the luxury of having days to go 50%. You must understand that. There are days where you just got to pull it together. Mental capital low, so what? You got to step up. You don't want to trade a little bit bigger because you're afraid you might lose more money, so what? You got to show up. You got to do it for the team. You got to give it your all. You got to push through it. You got to be uncomfortable. All right, and this goes back to the point that we just want to be lazy and do nothing. Convenience has made us lazy. That doesn't exist when you're a peak performer like a trader. All right, when it's game time, you got to go hard. All right, hard in the paint. Muscle some people through. This is competition. You're not trading against a simulated computer. You're trading against other people. They're trying to take your head off. And you don't want to go up to that kind of person with that kind of aggression, say, hey, sir, Do you think we could do a trade? I have two lots that I'd like to buy. Got to go in with that energy. I'm buying two lots. Who wants to sell it to me? I'm going to take your head off. You're going to lose. You just need that kind of passion for it on those days. It's not every day, but this is game day. And the mistake in trading is that every day is game day, all right? That's the hard part, because if you perform at 100% on a day where there's no opportunity, those days are more draining than putting in 100% when there is opportunity. The fastest way to blow out on mental capital, to get exhausted, you know, to get yourself bummed out, to get injured, ultimately, to use an athletic term, is to go 100% every single time. All right, you have to be smart enough to recognize this is a lower investment of energy today. And then on days where it's game time, I got to come in here and I got to smack it. No excuses, no bullshit. I'm going for the gold. And if I don't, the season could be over. All right, you get the mindset I'm trying to talk about. All right, number eight. And, you know, this is, I like this one. I think true, like, cold-hearted competitors that are just like a Michael Jordan that just popped in my mind. Michael Jordan probably wouldn't agree with this. But like I said, you're not Michael Jordan because you have the choice. Some days you can actually say, no, I don't have to fight today. I'm going to just take it off. You know, you had a certain event happen in your family. You're moving homes. This is for a certain somebody that just told me that story recently. You're moving homes and you haven't set up your computer yet. You know that you shouldn't be doing this. Those days, it's okay to just take it off. You don't have to go hard in the paint those days. You know, even athletes, when they have family members that pass away or like even birthdays, sometimes they'll be granted a leave. Media's like, what is going on? The guy's a human. He's got something going on greater than sport and competition, right? So this one's number eight, by the way. You got to look back and see how far you've come and you've got to celebrate it. And true cold-hearted competitors don't allow themselves to do this because I think when they look back to celebrate, they lose connection with that raw passion, that raw desire to hunt, to get out there, to annihilate, and to just make things yours. But we're different, all right? I want you to look back and see how far you've come. When you're competing at 100%, it's mentally exhausting, all right? Especially if you're a person who doesn't like competition. If you're somebody who doesn't like to compete and would rather blend in, you're going to have an extremely hard time trading. Trading is a business of competition. So you decide to be a competitor and build that mindset, or you just decide this isn't for you, and that's okay too. If it took you a free podcast to learn that, trust me, you're getting that lesson for much cheaper than most other traders. But if you are a competitor, all right, and you look back, you have to celebrate how far you've come. If you're a competitor and if you're giving it 100% and you're growing your mind, your body, you know, you're out there fighting, you're meditating, you're doing all these positive habits of investments of energy, it's going to be for nothing if you can't celebrate it. All right, trust me, you think money is going to change your life. Wait until you find out it does nothing for you. In fact, it makes you look around and say, okay, I have the money. Everything that I thought I wanted is achievable, but now that I can have it, I don't want it anymore. Have you ever considered that, right? It's like, what am I doing this for? I could get that Lamborghini. I have three of them. Do I really want it in black? I could get a bigger house. Guess what? Now there's more surface area for the roof to leak. Now I have to deal with more people that are maintaining my yard. Now I got to pay more property tax. You can get all these big things and they could just trap you in your mind. And so a lot of the times what happens to traders is they hit burnout at that point. You know, I've been crushing it. I've been putting baskets in, pucks in nets, you know, whatever the sport you're playing is. I've been doing it. I've been annihilating it. I've gotten championship rings. I'm making the kind of money people dream of. But for some reason, it feels empty. All right, and this is where it gets problematic. A lot of the times this is caused because you're not celebrating your wins. Take a moment, look back, and see how far you've come. And if you think, hey, I'm a sim trader. I've been doing this for 3 months. I haven't been profitable yet. What am I going to celebrate? Right? It's baffling to me that people actually think that way because think of this. 3 months ago, what did you know? Nothing. 3 months ago in one day, before you even started trading, you didn't even know trading existed. Just 3 months ago, you didn't know that there was a way for you to earn money in your own time, your own schedule, no limit to your paycheck, do it how you want, you know, not have a boss, spend more time with your family. 3 months later, you're working towards making that reality and you have nothing to celebrate? Just think about that, all right? No matter where you are, how far along you are, or how recently you started, you have reasons to celebrate. And so what you got to do is learn to look back and celebrate those moments. You know, every quarter I do a little session with myself where I do quarterly planning, things to work on. But I also take a moment to celebrate the success, because the one thing that drives humans more than anything else, it's not money, it's not cars, it's not women, it's not men, it's not alcohol, it's progress. If you're burnt out and you're doing good trading, you're probably not celebrating the right progress, right? You haven't realized the difference made for you, for your family. You maybe forgot what it used to be like before you got into this business. Every once in a while, plan this, put it on your calendar, spend time looking back and seeing how far you've come. When you're driving 400 miles an hour down the racetrack, all right, it's hard to look in the rearview mirror when you're coming into a turn. If you're a race car driver, you're not looking in your, there is no rearview mirror on most race car tracks. They have a side view mirror. But you're bombing it down the highway, or you're driving for high performance, people make the mistake to not look in their rear view. Sometimes it just takes a little glance to be like, wow, look how far I've come. If you're running fast or running away from something, have you ever surprised yourself before? Maybe, you know, you see a dog, or in my neighborhood, we have coyotes. You see something, you run away from it, and you look back, you're like, holy crap, I did this really fast. I don't think I could do it again. How will you ever know where you've come from if you don't just look back once in a while? That's all I'm saying. Number eight. Number nine, this is a simple one. The past will never be. The future may never come as you expect it, right? But you always have the present of the present. And what I mean by that is all you have is right now. The past you can't change. The future, you know, if you focus too much on it, you're not going to be able to create. All you have is the current moment. Learn to live in the moment. All right. This is also fascinatingly what makes you a great trader, is that what does it mean to trade in the moment? You start the day thinking the market's bullish. And if you continue to think that way and not look at the charts, you keep buying it and it's down 100 points. How do you think that ended up in your account? Not well. Believe me, I know that, all right, because I've done that as well. To do the good things, I have to go through the bad. What do you have to do instead as a trader? You have to stop. Okay, I was bullish. Suddenly, I see information that suggests the contrary. Things are going to sell off. Things are going to dump. There's a big seller. News came out. Well, because you're present and in the moment, you pick that information up. You change your strategy. And even though you started bullish, the market dumped 100 points and you had the best day of your career. That's not possible unless you're living and trading in the moment. All right? You got to sort of live that way too. You know, and I sometimes have this challenge. You know, I'm open and honest with you guys. I work through a lot of stuff. There's a lot of times I'll be on my phone doing things and it's not always super productive, but the majority of times I'm doing productive stuff that's trading related because I'm sort of obsessed with this. I don't know if you guys know. I'll read articles. I'll do whatever I can to get an edge for the next morning. But it comes at the expense of, you know, my son's playing over there and I'm just tinkering around with my phone reading articles. You know, is that how I want to live? And so I constantly have to remind myself to also live a little bit more in the moment. I'm actually really good at living in the moment in terms of, you know, just valuing right now. But people will be like, I can't wait till I go to this. I can't wait till I go there. I'm like, I can wait. Fact. Whether you can or you can't, you're going to have to. So I'm great at that. I'm in the moment a lot, but a lot of the times my distraction is technology. So I'm working through that. I've even bought little flip phones. When I had a flip phone, I remember my wife said, wow, you're so present in the evening. And, you know, I'm working on that. So that's something you should too. Last one, number 10. This is a big one. Learn to receive. All right. Peak performers receive. How do I know that? Well, in order to be at the height of greatness, greatness creates greatness. If you're competing at a high level and you're doing it fantastic, you're going to make a lot of money, right? You're going to have a lot of influence. You're going to earn a lot of friends you never thought you had. You're going to have press listening to you more. But you also have to learn how to receive. And a lot of people have a hard time accepting gifts, right? And, you know, maybe if you work hard, it's not a gift. But I'm talking about just generally just a gift. Somebody comes up to you and says, here, I want you to have this. Or you're in their backyard and you say, you know what? I really, really like this barbecue flipper thing. For some reason, it's what came to mind. I say, you know what? Why don't you have it? It's yours if you like it that much. You say, oh, no, I couldn't. Right? So this is the kind of receiving I'm talking about. Just gifts. But these gifts lead to receiving in other ways that you'll never get to experience unless you learn to receive on this level first. All right? They think about, what's the meaning behind this gift? Why would somebody do this? What do I got to give them in return? I don't think I deserve this. You know, it's a really nice barbecue flipper. I wouldn't buy this one. Why would I take it from him? How am I going to pay it back? What is the real motive? Are they giving me a barbecue flipper? Are they going to ask me for something tomorrow? This is what people think, believe it or not, when they're presented a gift. Just take the damn gift. All right. I was listening to a concept like this. My wife was listening. I dropped off my son in the morning to daycare. I came in. She was listening to like this thing on her sound system. Our house has these speakers all over. So you walk in and you're just like bombarded by this thunderous voice. I don't know if it was a podcast or what it was. And I walked into that. All right. So just take the gift and say, thank you. I'm like, holy crap. I needed to hear that. And I took it and I said, thank you to whoever was playing this. So a lot of the time with little gifts like that, the universe is trying to test you. If you're hesitant about receiving, then you won't. It's really that simple. This is big in life. If you're hesitant about getting something, then you're not going to get that. And if you're not going to get that, how are you ever going to get anything more? If you're hesitant about receiving a barbecue flipper, how is the universe supposed to put the weight on your shoulders of having $10 million in your trading account? Because guess what? To humans, money is the reward. To the universe, money is the clay with which you're going to create something. Why is that? Because if you're given money, this is what humans and humanity have come to value, because we're, you know, human beings are a stupid animal. If you think about money, it's literally the least optimal thing we could give each other. All right. But the universe says, hey, these human beings are stupid. Let me give them some money. And this money, I could now control what they receive. If you have a $10 million trading account, do you have resources? Yes. Can you use those resources to help or hurt people? You absolutely can. Probably more efficiently than somebody who's got $10 in their account. If you can't receive things when they're given to you, right? If you don't have the mental drive, these are all the 10 things coming together now. You know, if you're not going to work hard, if you expect comfort and you don't have a purpose, you don't have a passion for that purpose, why should you have $10 million in your account? All right. And this is where I said you don't deserve to coast ever in life. Like, you know, I've seeked a lot of things in life. Comfort's one of those things I fortunately haven't ever taken to. I have had periods in my life where I find some comfort. I'm like, hey, you know what? It'd be nice to take a break. As soon as I take a break, without fail, I kid you not, things start to fall apart. And that's a reminder from the universe. I giveth, but just as quickly I can taketh. All right. And that's the last tip right there. Learn to receive. Because if you're going to have $10 million one day, you should feel like you could have it now. You should feel like you're ready now to receive it. All right. And those are the 10 tips. Very quickly, never gets easier. You only get stronger. You don't deserve to coast. You can't just get back to peak performance. You have to work hard to stay there. Your body is your vehicle. Treat it well. Your mind is a miracle. Use it, train it, build it up. Have an off season in trading. Now that could be a day. Sometimes you could even take a week off and use it wisely. Know when it's time to go hard and it's game time. Remember to celebrate by looking back and seeing how far you've come. And the past will never be. The future may never come as you expect it. Live in the moment. Last but not least, learn to receive. because if you're going to be a peak performer and already are, you're already receiving and you will be receiving. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There is 10 tips to build and sustain peak performance in your trading and, dare I say, life. That's all for today. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for all your support. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Mind Over Markets podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes and help us reach more like-minded traders. If you want to learn to trade like professionals at the top institutions, check out our development programs and trading rooms at tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, manage that risk and trade like a trade pro. Sending you love, joy, and happiness. Take care and goodbye.